you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Bachelorette drama is going next level.
Do I continue here or do I just leave now?
An insider is here to tell us what really goes down on the show. Then Courtney finally reveals why she's not with Scott.
Would you ever just say to him, hey, it's never gonna happen?
But I don't know that it's never gonna happen.
Plus, Simone Biles makes history again, but it's her boyfriend who's giving her real competition.
We definitely get in fights all the time about which sport is harder. It just makes us really angry, so we try not to talk about it, but we're always supporting each other.
Getting wild on The Bachelorette, y'all. Welcome to Daily Pop. And guess what? We've got some crazy Kardashian confessions for you all coming up. Morgan is off today, and Justin Sylvester is in New York right now co-hosting the Today Show. We are so proud of him. We've been watching the live feed from New York, y'all. He is killing it right now. Justin, if you watch the show, just know we were all watching it. We were late to set because we wanted to watch you hosting. But don't worry, we're going to check in with him very soon later on during the show. So I'm holding it down here in LA, and with me is Kim Whitley. Hello, Kim. And podcast and television host Toby Gonzalez. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You were so fun yesterday.
Oh, I had a blast.
We're so excited that you're back. And I hope y'all are ready because we've got a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to The Bachelorette. Katie's season premiered last night on ABC, and if you thought that was wild, well, y'all have not seen anything yet.
Katie!
Oh my God.
I am a little bit late to this, but Katie is the one, so I just had to show up.
This dude came in, cut in line.
I can't believe he's here.
You need to get the F out of my way.
If I was virgin, I would not tell the guys.
I didn't come here for the bromance. I came here for followers.
I didn't think it would come this quick. Sex is not something I take lightly.
I'm losing you. I'm losing my mind here.
Can I leave?
I came here to fall in love. Do I continue here? Or do I just leave now?
I am done. I am done. I am done.
Now, these super teases get crazier every single season. I think the question everyone wants to know is, why is there always so much drama? Have we been conditioned to expect this level of drama on The Bachelorette? And would we think anything less as boring?
It's a lot. That is a lot. I mean, why now all of a sudden the men are crying? First it was the women crying, now the men, I'm a virgin and I just can't, what? Shush.
There were a lot of unnecessary tears.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it all. Bring on the tears, the drama, the virgins. Give me everything.
The virgins.
The virgins. I know. By the way, he's very cute, by the way.
Adorable. No,
what is sex positive?
So Katie has just...
It just don't sound good.
Well, I think it sounds... I like the way it sounds.
Very positive.
Sex positive?
Yeah, it just means that she's super comfortable with her sexuality. She owns it. She's not shy about what her needs are sexually, that she's not going to hide it or pretend to be something that she is
she
not.
She brought a sex toy at the very first introduction, correct?
Yes, when she was a contestant on The Bachelor. Bachelor.
She just put it out there, like, out of the gates. She's yes. like, okay. this is who I am, and yeah. she owned it. So I love that. I yeah, think it's amazing.
It's a lot of drama.
Okay, but knowing that Katie did show up with a vibrator on the yes. last season,
true.
There's a virgin in the mix. Do you think she'll even give him a fair chance? Or if somebody like Katie, who is so sex positive, who's been so open about how important sex is, do we think she's already ruled him out?
I look at it like a challenge. I'm like, ooh, really?
Yeah, that okay. might be. So you're like a man.
I'm like a man.
Yeah, you are.
I am
yeah,
like
you're
a
like,
man.
This one will be mine.
I think that's, I am. I'm more of the masculine energy. Yes. I'd say, oh, that's a challenge. I like a challenge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she probably will yeah. take it as a challenge. Yeah. But yeah, that's fine. You can be a virgin. Just don't be the virgin with the, you know?
Oh, God.
You know, I don't know. Please don't. Just be easy.
Well, somebody else we have to talk about last night is Blake. By the way, he is Tayshia's ex-boyfriend, and she is one of the co-hosts on the show. How do they run out of people? There's so many people that could be on this show.
Yeah,
where do we find Blake? And Blake, you heard him say in that saying that he thinks Katie is the one, but Tayshia was just the one, and now Katie is the one. I have a feeling that Instagram fame is his true partner in life.
Yes.
And that
right.
is why he is on the show.
Yeah,
it feels
the one.
Like he has yes. the wrong motivations. But don't you find that a lot of these contestants go on for reasons other than love?
Did I just hear in that preview that somebody said they're on there for followers?
Yes.
Did I hear that correctly?
You did.
That they actually said it out loud.
I mean, I kind of respect that.
I really?
Because, well, yeah. I'll tell you why I respect it.
I like a liar and fake, but go ahead.
I do. Listen, it's the truth. And he just put it out there. He's like, listen, I'm here. I'm here for the followers. There's a lot of money to be made for these contestants in life post-Bachelor. So at least he's being honest. Like, some of these other guys, I feel like, are just pretending to be there for
yeah.
love. At least he's an honest one.
Well, I mean, still, you can be honest, but then why am I going to take a chance on you?
Right.
If you
yeah.
say that out loud, you're just here for the followers, because she's saying she's looking for real love
right.
and real yeah. sex. So, you know, I think every season, you're right, they have to keep up the ratings and to keep, you know, of course, the people involved in it. You have to have something, because that trailer made me want to watch. I'm like right. this, oh, I got to see it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. yeah you
whoever edits those trailers is brilliant.
That's who needs to get the applause.
That yes, we applaud the editors at ABC, because
yes.
that tease makes you want to watch the entire season start to finish.
So good.
Okay, y'all, we are going to talk Kourtney Kardashian. She has finally revealed the reason she isn't with Scott. Listen to what she told Kim and Khloe.
When Scott and I broke up, I set certain boundaries with him.
I told him, like, I'm not just sitting around. I'm living my life, and you're working on you, and, like, you've never been better. But you're so inconsistent that I need to see if, like, you can be consistent.
Scott's made so many major, like, life improvements, and he's such a great dad, and, you know, like, I'm really proud of him. But the biggest thing is just having consistency.
Would you ever just say to him, hey, it's never gonna happen?
But I don't know that it's never gonna happen.
She's saying it's never gonna happen right now until you can show me for 1 year you can
get your shit together.
Right.
So it sounds like she's not ruling out forever, which I know Kris Jenner is very happy about, her sisters are happy about, and fans are. But she's so happy now with Travis. I love the two of them
yes.
together. I think
yes.
they're a perfect match. Do we think that it is now too late for Scott?
Heck yes.
You think
Scott,
it's over?
We gotta turn the page. Next chapter.
You've moved on.
I've moved on from Scott. I feel like she's moved on from Scott. Everybody's moved on from Scott except for her family. Apparently, I just like read the room. Your daughter, your sister, she doesn't want to be with him. There's obviously something that makes her choose not to be with him. So we have to be supportive of each other. And I feel like they're just siding with Scott because he's like desperado, you know.
But he's always there.
He's all in love with her.
He will always be there. One thing, Scott's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a blended family. He has the children with her. The Kardashians are definitely a tight-knit family. They do everything together. So, you know, he's going to be there. Once she gets, if she even marries Travis, that he is going to be there on the family. He's going to be there at Christmas. He's going to be there.
So she talks about how inconsistent Scott is, which I think we've all seen play out over the last decade or whatever it is. But one thing that is very consistent about Scott is that he has a thing for much, much younger women. And, like, I don't know why we don't talk about that to me. Like, this is a photo that he just posted of Amelia to his Instagram. So she is 19 years old.
Yeah.
He's 38 years old. And I just am very triggered by his choice to date much younger women. Sophia was also, I think, 15 years younger than him. I think what Courtney is not saying is that to her showing up like that with such younger girls, I think that feels inconsistent. To me, it feels like you've got a lot of growth to do. I mean, you're 38 years old, you're a father of three, you're dating a 19-year-old. And not that age matters, but at that particular point in your life, like, go back to being 19 years old.
Right, and I think she also feels, you know, like, how could you go and date a child or someone that age and then also, like, say that you wanna be with me? This doesn't match up. Like, I'm a grown-ass woman, and you're going to go back and date, like, a very young girl.
Right, but it also deals with insecurities.
Yeah.
Think about that.
True.
You know, that will, if she went back with Scott, she's always going to be thinking in her mind, you know, am I good enough? I'm not really young. I'm getting older. I've had children.
Right.
And all of that. She doesn't need that. She's beautiful, and she can, and of course, she's in love with someone else right now. But let's all just accept the fact that Scott is going to be there.
Forever.
And he's going to get married, have children.
Totally.
He's going to always be.
And I love what she said. She called him a great dad. And I think that that is separate from whatever he's doing in his private life. Because you can be dating whoever you want to date, but you can show up every day for your kids and be a good dad and be a good partner to your baby mama, ex-wife, whatever that is. So I think those things are separate. But I will say, to me, like, I raise an eyebrow every time I see those posts and he's with Amelia. I'm sorry.
I
just can't get on board
for that. It just shows you where he's at in his own maturity and in his mind. That's where he's
and that,
at.
And that, and, might be his, and that might be for him to be, feel secure as a man. And I'll be honest with you, Scott is way cuter now than he was when he was younger.
It's true.
He's getting better and better. So
like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine. His looks are getting better, so maybe his attitude might
will grow as well.
Also, absolutely.
All right, guys, well, the series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians airs this Thursday night at 8 p.m. right here on E! Okay, it is time to check in with Justin. He made time for us this morning. He is joining us from my favorite city in the world, New York. Justin, hey!
Everyone here is asking how you are, and I say she's great. She's waddling in two-piece outfits and holding down the fort for me.
Aww. Listen, I have to say, we were all watching you. Kim was almost late to set because she was so entranced by you on the show with Jenna. Please tell everyone at the show that I say hello, but tell us everything. What was the best part of this morning?
I think being next to Jenna Bush Hager, she is so amazing, so delightful. It's like you're hosting with a girlfriend you haven't seen in 3 months.
Aww.
It was phenomenal. And the crew here, I know we have the best crew in Los Angeles, but I think today has the best crew in New York. It's phenomenal.
Okay, I was about to say, there's a fighting words. Everyone in the studio, Tom is about to come through that camera and get you.
I said best crew in New York. I said best crew in New York.
He's very careful, very careful. By the way, if you have time, make sure Jenna takes you out for some guac and margarita. She's my Texas girl.
Oh, no, they serve margaritas on set, honey. 8 o'clock in the morning. I had a Presidente.
Whoa. Justin's never coming back.
He's never coming back.
Good. Free wine in the morning? Never.
By the way, we suggested, we wanted you to take a Daily Pop mug to set to represent for us when you're there.
Oh, my God. Send it to me. I'll totally put my margarita in that.
I love it.
Justin, I just want to, I want you to know how excited everyone was. You know, I'm not here all the time, but I heard all the bustling. You hit the air. Tom was yelling in the hallway, Justin's on TV!
Yes.
Brandon and Andrew and everybody's running around getting their cameras. So then I got it. So I said, it's okay. I said, okay. So then I got my phone and why are we recording you on television? Everybody with their phone. I was like, you are so loved. We're so proud of you. And you did an excellent job.
I felt the love all the way here. I feel like I am doing this with everybody there because we have all been on this ride together for 5 years. And I swear, I feel like I just won Miss USA. But it's everybody's crown at this point.
So well, that's great. Why do you have a wedding ring on? Let's talk about that.
Huh? Oh, it's on my right hand. It's on my right hand.
Take it off now, period. Some people don't know right from left on television.
That's true, and you know, this is a whole new audience for you, Justin. mean, listen, like, we know you have your stands for Daily Pop, but NBC Today Show, that's a bigger audience. You never know. The right man might be watching. Take that ring off.
Yes.
You never know. You never know. You're correct.
Tell everyone we said hello. We're so proud of you. Good job.
We are.
And I will, you guys, and I'll have more later on in the show. Don't go anywhere, because I got Simone Biles and Helen Mirren coming up.
I love that you have all of these A-list interviews. You're not even here to do them. This is how omnipresent Justin is. And by the way, Justin, I know everybody's wondering, when are you coming back?
I will be back bright and early Thursday morning with a hangover. So it's going to be a spicy-ass show.
Okay. All right. We love you, and we are so proud of you. Great job.
Yes. Love you guys.
Bye. All right, y'all. Coming up, we're hanging with Kevin Hart. He's getting real about fatherhood and working with Barack Obama. Plus, how do you deal with a friend, Kim, who shows up to your house naked? Yep, that happened to her. She's going to tell us all about it coming up next. I can't wait for this one.
Oh, God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Kevin Hart is all about celebrating dads in his new movie, Fatherhood, which was co-produced by none other than Barack and Michelle Obama. He told Victor Cruz all about working with the former president.
I talked to Barack, and you know, our conversation was one of about the opportunity. It's a moment to change that narrative and the opportunity to show us in a different space than we've ever been seen. Barack is a guy that's very much hands-on when it comes to fatherhood. He embraces it, he's vocal about it, and you can see it. His girls love him to death. I'm the same. I'm extremely vocal about me as a father. We're in no way, shape, or form trying to compete with women. I want to make this very clear. Like, the job of a mother is a job that can never be competed with. They're on a pedestal and level of their own. It's unreal what mothers do and what they go through. This is just about shining a light on the role of a father and the value that we can bring to the table.
Okay, I love him for saying that.
Yeah.
Because it is facts. He is speaking the truth. Yes. No one can compete. And Fatherhood is out on Netflix June 18th. And we're going to have much more with Kevin next week. Okay, so here's what went down, y'all. Kim had a naked visitor in her house last week. Check out what happened when she called this person out.
Hey, Sherry, what's going on?
Are you on a live?
Huh? Am I on live?
Are you on live and I don't have clothes on?
Why are you naked in my house? Why you don't have no clothes on?
I took a shower.
But it's my house, not your house.
Because I wanted to take a shower and I did it.
Sherry Shepherd is in my house with no clothes on.
She is unboxed.
I can't. Okay, Sherry Instagrammed, maybe I should have asked first, but no reason for Kim Whitley to flip. Kim, I need to know.
No, it's ridiculous. Look at her. Look at her.
Okay, not only did she shower, she is in a towel. She didn't even get dressed after.
Do you see people? Do you see this company in the house?
So what happened?
Look at Andre.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's crazy. So we have a podcast together called Two Funny Mamas, of course. And we had done the podcast, and I'm going to be honest with you. She laughed, and she was like, oh, I got to go take a shower. Ah, you know, some crazy stuff. So I didn't believe her. Next thing I know, now the kids are downstairs. She comes downstairs in a towel. But you, no, that's what she comes downstairs in a towel, and Sherry's lost like 30 pounds. So
looks
she thinks
great.
She's
she does sexy. Look good.
She looks really
so
good.
So she's thirst trapping.
Oh,
that's what it is.
So you think she just wanted everyone to see
her
semi-naked?
She wants everybody to see. She wants the towel to fall.
By the way, I'm not mad at her game. Like, I get, like, she just is, it's okay. She's out there. She's putting it out there.
She's single, she's looking for a man, and she's probably going to start her OnlyFans page.
Oh, Lordy.
Fans, is that what's going
on? It's OnlyFans,
yeah, there
yes.
She is. Look, so what I'm saying, this is my girl, but there are... You gotta have boundaries with your friends. Mm. I don't want you in my shower. I got special toys in my shower, and Sherry will borrow them. That's just beyond, you know. I got, you know,
what's
I don't want you.
Shower?
I don't want you doing number two in my house.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay.
No number twos in
no
your house?
Wait, I love. love this. These are the rules. To, if you're ever in Kim Whitley's house, here's what you cannot do.
Yes.
You cannot shower.
No shower.
No use of toys.
No use of toys. Get your own toys. No number twos in my house.
No number twos? No, that's a lot of pressure.
What if you have to go?
Hey, take your behind down to the gas station.
Gas station?
Because people are rude. They don't drop and flush.
Oh, they don't
you gotta have those rules. They don't courtesy
flush. No courtesy
and
flush.
Spray. There's certain things at my house you cannot do. Don't go in my refrigerator and take my snacks. Because I got special and drink the last bit of orange juice.
Yeah.
Friends are rude and Sherry Shepherd has no boundaries. She'll come in, she'll eat my stuff, she'll pet my dog. My dog will be missing.
My dog.
Yeah, that's the kind of friendship
Kim,
we have.
You run a very tight ship.
She does.
At the house.
I am. Sherry Shepherd's car has been in front of my house for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I said, you don't come by and wash it. I said, now it's bringing the property value down. She got a nice car, it's expensive, but now it's dirty. I'm not gonna wash it.
That's true.
She's very comfortable with you.
I kind of like that.
I like that too. Like, I'm the type of friend who definitely wants my friends naked in my house, showering. You do what you gotta do. I don't want you to post up for too long, so.
Because the next thing you know, they're gonna be in there watching TV with Tony. You trip home. You gonna
that's
come
true.
Home.
If
see, that's what I said. You come home, they're in there with your husband. Girl, hey, we just watching TV. Oh, no, you
well,
not.
That'll have to kill somebody. But no.
I was gonna say, if you see Toby's husband, there will be, she would not let Sherry Shepherd lay in a towel.
No, she looks too good. Yeah. I'm like, girl, you gotta go. Not in that towel. No.
I love that. I mean, listen, we all have boundaries in our home. Everyone is free to set them, although I don't know if I'll ever be invited to Kim's house.
No.
Oh, no.
And as soon as I walked into your house, I feel like I'd have to go to the bathroom. Then I'd
be mad. And that's what I love. If you want more shenanigans, please watch our Two Funny Mamas podcast
I love
on YouTube.
Yes.
Podcast.
Y'all are amazing. All right, well, up next, what really happens behind the scenes of The Bachelorette? Former contestant Kelly Flanagan is here to spill all the deets with us coming up right after the break.
That was crazy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, welcome back. Joining us now is Bachelor alum Kelly Flanagan. Kelly, good to see you. We're so excited to have you on Daily Pop.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, we're excited you're here because, of course, The Bachelorette premiered last night, and it was a lot, like a lot to handle. Take a look at this.
I don't know if there's a genie in here, but I'm hoping we can rub one out together.
Yes, please.
I would just stroke and stroke and stroke it out. So this is the tool that I was referring to.
Oh my goodness.
It's my paintbrush. I hope that you come to the right conclusion at the end of this. I know there are gonna be a lot of hard decisions to make, but my tongue could go on for hours. So enjoy this.
Whoa!
I think we're all a little uncomfortable, just not gonna lie. But here's the thing, Katie famously arrived on the show holding a vibrator, so I think the guys felt compelled to really bring it with the sexual innuendo. Kelly, do you think Katie's regretting it right now, or is she just loving it because she has been so adamant about being sex positive?
You know what? I think Katie just owned it, and I applaud her for doing so. It takes a lot to do that. And, you know, if she's going to come out with a vibrator, these guys could come out with whatever they please in terms of anything sex related. So I think she's taking it lighthearted, and I think it's pretty funny.
I could have used like 6 less strokes.
Oh,
that's all
God.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, it was a lot of words there. But I mean, you know what? There's always so
I mean,
much...
I don't know if I would want it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't want those words?
I don't
words?
Think I would want that too much.
Well, I think one thing is she brought it upon herself. You know, if you come out like that and you say I'm, you know, sex positive, then that's what you're going to get. But that's what I want to ask you, Kelly. There is so much drama in the show, and you know, things get really crazy in the house. But how much is played up for the cameras, and how much is real?
You know what? There's only a short number that is actually shown in terms of what we film and what's shown. So that drama is happening. I wouldn't say it's necessarily that dramatic all the time, but it's real. It happens.
For sure. And obviously tons of drama on screen, but there's been a lot of drama with this franchise off screen as well. And now there's multiple reports today that Chris Harrison is out of the Bachelor franchise for good. We haven't confirmed this just yet, but if it's true, Kelly, are you surprised at all?
You know what? They always mix things up. It's unfortunate to see Chris go. I know a lot of people are really big fans of him, and he's definitely a staple. He's been the host for years. But Tayshia and Caitlin have been killing it. I think they did a great job taking over. So whatever happens, happens. I think some people will be shocked. Some people will be sad. Some people will be happy. So it depends on what's going on with Chris. I personally don't know what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Be honest with you, I think it's a fresh change. Yeah. I mean, Tayshia and Caitlin, they're co-hosting. It's something that, you know, different under normal circumstances. You would call your friends and talk about your dating life and things like that. Now, do you think that this is helping Katie with her decisions, with having, you know, your two friends on the side, co-hosting, but kind of friends?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think taking advice from Tayshia and Caitlin are probably really helpful for her. She probably feels comfortable knowing that they've been in a similar position that she has. It's more of like that girl gang energy going on. I guess we'll see how it plays out later on when things get a little bit more serious. Right now, you see the playfulness of it, but when it starts getting to the engagement, we'll see how Caitlin and Tayshia do.
Now, we got to talk a little behind the scenes, and I want you to spill the tea here, because at home, we're all watching this, and there's these crazy stunts that happen, okay? Like the guy in the box. I watched this and thought, was this guy really in a box for 2 hours while they arrived? So when these crazy stunts happen on the set or on the show, do producers put y'all up to this crazy shit? Or, like, is this just this guy saying, you know what, I have the perfect idea for the editors? Who is responsible for the crazy?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, they throw ideas at you, you throw ideas back in terms of what you want to do, and then you come to a conclusion and be like, all right, I'm cool with that, or that's what I want to do. Yeah, I'm sure maybe that was, like, thrown his way, and he was like, I'm totally fine with that. Or maybe it was his idea, you never know, but it was a hilarious one. And I'm sure he stayed in that box for a long time, by the way, because once you commit, you got to commit to it fully.
But can I follow up with that? Here's the thing. There's got to be motivation to do that. And sometimes I think the motivation is just to have screen time, right? Because you want to make you don't know if you're going to stay past the first night. So did you ever feel like people did these kind of stunts because they wanted a little extra screen time?
Yeah, a little extra screen time.
Yeah, of course, but that's that just goes to your personality. I was more of the person that kind of stood back and was like, I don't really care about screen time, let's just go. But yeah, I think subconsciously a lot of people do things on the show to make sure that they're getting extra airtime, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, well, speaking of a little extra drama here, you had your share of Bachelor drama with your ex-pilot Pete. Now you've been open about the relationship ending badly. Where do you two stand right now?
Yeah. Again, we're not in communication. I don't think we will be. You know, you have to set healthy boundaries and move on and do you. And I think that's kind of where we are.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just learned something. She said healthy boundaries.
Healthy boundaries. A lesson we can all include. Yeah. Well, Kim, you have plenty of healthy boundaries around your house.
Yeah, I do.
You do. She definitely does. Kelly, thank you so much for being here. It's great to see you.
Of course. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Well, coming up, Jennifer Lopez makes a huge commitment. And no, it's not to Ben just yet. Plus, would you feed your dog breast milk? Did I really just ask that question?
You did.
I did. Okay. All right. It was weird, but I got through it. The celeb who's getting backlash for doing just that. We will bring you lots of details on that after the break. I can't.
I know.
What?
That's nasty.
No!
In today's headlines you didn't know you needed to know, Jill Tugger fed old breast milk to her dog, and no surprise, she is getting some major hate for it online. Jill says that her breast milk had been in her freezer for about 2 years, and she tried to get ahead of the criticism by posting, "Before any of you jump on me for feeding it to the dog, she's fine. She's totally fine. I wouldn't have given it to her if I thought it would make her sick. So just chill, okay?" Jill also let one of her sons try her old breast milk. So
don't say anything else.
I don't even think I have to ask you guys how you feel about
it. Don't say anything else. Just be quiet. Don't say anything else. The problem is the words old. Old anything is bad, Jill. Old. She said old. 2 years in the refrigerator is bad for the dog, the baby, everybody. You should have thrown it out. But you probably felt like, oh, this is something of mine. I don't want to throw it away. You take that little breast milk. I take mine all the time and I throw it in. Oh, I don't have any.
I was going to say.
Look, I mean, breast milk is gold. It is literal.
Correct.
It is currency.
2 years
so
old.
I will say this. If she knew out of the gates that she was going to post that and people were going to react. So for her to be like, okay, before you guys all hate on me, it's like she knew what she was doing was kind of weird and obviously probably not healthy for the dog. So she had to like, she had to come up with an excuse and an apology right as she was posting it. So it's like, come on. What are you doing?
Okay, so Toby, I have to ask. I'm going to be a new mom. I have no idea if I'm going to breastfeed. I hope that I can, but I know it can be really difficult. And you're right. Most moms have been like, it is literally liquid gold.
It is.
Do you have any liquid gold still saved in your freezer?
Girl, I would never save liquid gold for 2 years.
2 years?
Okay, I don't understand what's going on
here. This is going to be the problem.
It's a problem.
No, the problem is this. When the dog jumps on her every day and is grabbing her breast and licking because they have a sense of smell.
Oh, Lord.
And he's going to be like, where's that deliciousness?
I didn't even think about that, Kim.
That was the worst visual I've ever had.
It was already a headline that I didn't want to visualize, and then Kim just took it to a whole...
Here's the line. Kim just went, woo! That dog just sniffing it out
across the room. The dog is like, yeah!
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
You know what time
it is.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That poor dog.
She's gonna learn.
She's gonna learn. And by the way, y'all, here's a quick reminder. You don't have to put everything that happens in your life on social media.
Yes.
Some things can just be private and can happen within the walls of your home. We don't need to
tell that to Sherry Shepherd, please.
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, Sherry.
In the background.
You're never gonna live this down.
And milk is for cats. Why we give it to the dog? But okay, go ahead. I am done.
Oh, God. Well, after the break, you guys, we've got a first look at Meghan Markle's new children's book and how she secretly paid tribute to baby Lily. Then Simone Biles on making history and finding love. Y'all, he is a hottie. Wait till you see this man. Justin is hanging with her coming up next.
Ooh, that girl.
I know. Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Taraji P. Henson will play orphanage villain Miss Hannigan in NBC's upcoming musical, Annie Live. It's a role that's been played by legendary actress Carol Burnett. Right now, the search is still on for feisty orphan Annie. The musical airs December 2nd on NBC. Jennifer Lopez has just inked a multi-year deal with Netflix. Variety says J.Lo's producing deal includes movies, scripted and unscripted TV with diverse female actors, writers, and filmmakers. Gotta love that. And Meghan Markle's debut children's book, The Bench, is out now. In one illustration shown on NBC's Today Show, a woman who looks like the Duchess carries a newborn baby, which makes us think, is that a nod to baby Lily? Illustrator Christian Robinson shared what Meghan told him about the book's meaning.
The origin is in a specific bench that Meghan watched Harry and Archie bond on, but it was important for us both to make sure that this story connects with as many readers as possible.
And that is today's Hollywood Minute, and I did it in under 60 seconds! Thank y'all. All right, well, Justin hung out with Simone Biles right before she won her record-breaking 7th U.S. gymnastics title. She also told him what she and her NFL boyfriend fight about and how she really feels about being the Beyoncé of the gymnastics world.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's surreal. I feel like I don't think about it like that, because every day in the gym I still have something to work on, something to perfect, something I'm trying to achieve.
Now, you just made history by doing something no other woman has ever done before. Let me go ahead and make sure I get this right. Was it called the double pike triple neck break vault? How do you even get in the mindset to do something like that?
We've been training it for over 7 months now. It's been absolutely crazy, but it's been so much fun, and I was just so excited to finally debut it and to land it.
You also landed yourself a man, honey, and he's also a professional athlete. Do you guys ever get into it about who works out harder? Because, you know, NFL players like to pretend they work hard.
Yes, but you know what? My boyfriend, he's actually the hardest working athlete I know, but we definitely get in fights all the time about which sport is harder. And it just makes us really angry, so we try not to talk about it, but we're always supporting each other. But then at the end of the day, we're still people, we still bond on a crazy level, and we have the same humor, we can just relax, and it's just really nice to have that.
Oh my God, I love that. Now, the Olympics are coming up, and I'm sure you were ready to take no prisoners last year. So when you heard it got canceled, were you like, yes, an extra year to train, or no, not another year?
I was honestly pretty devastated because I've never been so ready. But now that I look at it, it's like, okay, it was better for kind of everybody.
You gotta look on the bright side. You know, as a kid, I remember watching Dominique Dawes because I had never seen a black girl on the floor before. You know, what was it like for you as a little girl watching somebody who looked like you do that?
Oh my gosh, it gave me all the inspiration and all the motivation. I remember watching 2012 and I was watching Gabby Douglas and I was like, oh my gosh, a brown girl. She looks just like me. If she can do it, I can do it.
And as a kid, I was like, I wish I could see this in person because you guys are like superhuman and you guys are going on tour and people can actually see it now. Tell me about this.
I'm super excited. So it's the Athleta Presents Gold Over America Tour. It's an all-star team of gymnasts. We'll be coming to 35 cities this fall after the 2021 Olympics. Tickets go on sale to the general public June 11th. You can get tickets at goldoveramerica.com. It's letting the gold inside of us shine.
Now, if I come see you on tour, will you sign my leotard?
Yes, I will sign your leotard.
Yes!
I love that. Speaking of leotards, I don't know if you guys watched this on Sunday, but Simone is all about sending these like little signals. And if you looked closely on her leotards, she had a goat, a bedazzled goat, one time on her shoulder, one time here, because is there anyone better? She truly is the greatest of all time. I cannot wait to watch her in Tokyo.
She's amazing.
Incredible. And you can scan the QR code on your screen right now to get more information on the Gold Over America Tour and how to get your tickets. Up next, Gwyneth Paltrow's unusual tradition with her daughter, Apple. Is this something you're willing to do? Then Helen Mirren talks to us about becoming a badass action star, plus the wild secret Justin uncovered about her. Stick around. Well, it is no surprise, but Helen Mirren is a serious badass in F9. She's telling Justin just how far she went to be part of the Fast and Furious franchise.
This is the closest to royalty I have ever been. Hello, Dame Helen Mirren.
Hey, darling, how are you? Well, right now I'm not in my royalty mode. I'm in my other mode, East End criminal mode, I should say.
Helen, you could be in a supermarket in a robe, honey, and you will still be a queen. You hear me?
I do. I do go out in my tiara from time to time in the supermarket, yeah.
Get the heat break for me, would you, darling?
I just gotta know, because you're a busy woman. What was that call like when they hit you up and they said, hi, Helen Mirren, we know you're busy, but do you want to blow some up in the Fast and the Furious? Is that how it happened?
Close, not far off. I had, you know, I'd bumped into Vin at some function and I admired him hugely from a distance. So I was very excited to meet him. And And I sort of got very whiny and please, can I be in one of your movies? Because I think they're so fantastic. And very, very kindly, they invited me on board. And I think that was thanks to Vin.
Dad, I'm not the only one with a family full of eccentrics.
I used to work at a hair salon here in Beverly Hills. And I worked the front desk and women would come in and I knew you had a movie coming out because every time something would come out, women would come in and say, I want Helen Mirren's hair.
No, and I would really?
All the time. And I would have to say, I think that's God given. Women must stop you all the time for your hair.
I haven't noticed people stopping for me for my hair, but I have noticed other people sort of picking up on picking up on the not colouring your hair thing. But I don't go to the hairdressers. I never did. And I used to, you know, when my hair was short, I cut it myself to
no.
a certain extent. Yeah, I go to a hairdresser about once every 6 months or something like that, if that. It's homemade hair, really.
We're going to get a Helen Mirren movie soon because Helen Mirren is a legend. Okay, I'm just letting you know. What actress would you like to play you?
Kate Winslet. She's the best. She's absolutely the best, for my money, the best working today.
Wow. God, we love Helen. All right, well, don't forget, F9 is out June 25th. Okay, here's an interesting mother-daughter tradition. Gwyneth Paltrow and her daughter Apple get new piercings every single year on Apple's birthday. Gwyneth shared this on her Goop website while debuting a new earring collection called the Apple Earrings. So, pop quiz, how many piercings do you think they each have now? Well, do you know?
Well, she's what? How old is her daughter? That's how many piercings.
Seems excessive. 18? I'm not going to lie.
Where are they going to put them? They're probably running out.
Right.
If you have both ears and you can pierce them all the way up, you can probably get 5, so that's 10. So
10.
Your belly button.
The nips? Oh,
yeah, maybe.
But I don't daughter think you're going
daughter,
with
your daughter.
Her daughter's 17.
You're not going with your daughter, your teenage daughter, to get your nipples pierced. It's not
so
a thing.
So they have 15.
No.
They're missing these two.
I think they
maybe have. These will be 18 and 19.
Maybe.
You know? I don't know. I just feel like, do you have any unusual traditions with your son, like for his birthday or for a Christmas that you guys do?
Yes.
What is it?
It's
what?
Called too much. Too many birthday parties, too many gifts. It's excessive every year. That's our tradition.
What about you, Toby?
Oh, well, a 13th birthday just happened and we celebrated by shaving our legs.
Oh
yes. Teenage years are like starting, you know, we start to blossom, become a woman, and shaving our legs is like a tradition in our family.
Okay.
I like
that. All right, guys, well, coming up, it's National Best Friends Day. Can you guess some famous BFFs like this one? Hint, they once played siblings in a movie. Play along with us after the break. It is National Best Friends Day, so we're going to see if we can ID the Hollywood friend duos who work and play together. Are y'all ready to play?
Yes.
Work hard, play hard, celebrity BFF edition. Okay, let's kick it off with this set. These best friends met in Chicago in 1993 and have worked together for almost 30 years. Here's the hint. They've hosted the Golden Globes 4 times together. That was Toby. Toby?
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yes, ma'am.
Dude, that was easy. That was easy. Are you kidding me?
It's all about the speed, Kim. You got it. Put your hand on the buzzer already. Family Feud style. Just
is there any money at the end of this?
Okay. These two actresses refer to each other as soul sisters and have been friends for over 25 years. Hint, they starred together in the 2006 film Bandidas.
Give me another hint.
She's married to a billionaire.
Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz.
Reveal. Is it Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz? Yes, it is!
That was good.
Damn, Toby!
Just whipping them out.
I'm recruiting her to all my teams. Okay, these next two pals started pranking each other on the set of their 2001 movie, and they haven't stopped since. Hint, they're both Oscar winners. Do we know?
I know this.
Are you buzzing? Okay,
Kim. Sorry.
I'll give you.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. How do you
right,
know?
Because I knew
Wait.
It.
Yes! Best-looking best friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are.
Wait, okay, I think we have time for one more. All right. This next pair of mystery comedians has worked together on stage and tend to pop up in each other's TV projects. Here's the hint. One of them.
I know that hair!
Who is it?
Jim Whitley and Caroline Ray!
Yeah!
Wow, I was big. I was eating everything. We became best friends on The Best Man.
That's cute. So cute. How long have you been best friends?
We've been best friends for years. She's coming over today to do a dance party.
Oh, cute. You have a dance party?
All right.
Yep, she doesn't have
boundaries. We'll get an invite to that. All right, guys, tomorrow we're breaking down all the latest Real Housewives drama, plus our expert is here with healthy versions of your favorite foods. We will see you guys back tomorrow. Bye. Kim, I want to come to the dance party with his belly.
Yes,
a dance party.
A dance party.